We're holding in the Dharam, Lamed Hey Amid Aleph, and we're going to continue our discussion. We're going to ask Akasha on the opinion of Rava, which he had at the bottom of Amid Beis. Eisve, Amr Lo, Hashileni Parascha. So if another person says to him, lend me your para, lend me your cow, and the owner answers back to him, Amr Lo, Konam Para Shani Konay Locha. He says, all the cows that I have on this one is konim to you. Or, if he would say, nechosai alecha, all my property is going to be also to you, imeshli para elazu, if I have another cow rather than this one. Now, the fact is, he owns other cows, right? Or if he would say to him, like the following, hashileni kardumcha, let me borrow your shovel, your spade, and the owner of this says to him, omalo, konim kardoim shieshli shani konui. Every cardam, every shovel, every spade I purchased is konum for you. Or the guy says, Nechose alai im yeshli cardam elezet. All my proper should be also unto me if I have a cardam, a shovel other than this one. Nimsa, then it comes out, we discover, Sheishlo, he had another one. So the konum, the netter, takes effect. Bechayov oser. Meso shenit nalo, batana hareze mutter. So during the lifetime of the guy who took the neder, so the cow or the shovel is going to be ossered to the one who he ossered it on. But if the one who took the neder died, or if this para or this cardam was given to somebody else as a him, I'm sorry, give to him actually as a matana, then it becomes mutter. So what do you see from this? You see that the neder, the cardam, is only effective kol zman that the property is still in this person's possession. So Amar Rav Acha Bered Rav Ika. Let's talk about the following case. Shenitnu lo al yidei acher. It was given to this person by a third party through someone else. I mean, the one who took the neder didn't give this guy, didn't give him the shovel or the para directly. He sold it or he was machne it to somebody else. And that other person, this third party, he's the one who gives it to the one who took the neder, right, originally, not to get dead. So what happens like this, the property left the possession of the owner, but before it was given over to him. So in that case, that's when the neder is not chal. It doesn't, so to speak, evaporates, it goes off. So Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, Daikanami. Yeah, you can be medaik and read it very precisely and to bring a raya for this idea, meaning that the object went to a third person and then was transferred to him, and that's why it became mutter. Tiktani shenitnalo. Because it says it was given to him, velo kitani shenasona lo, that it was, that he gave it to him. So that's mashma, that the halacha applies specifically to a matona that was given by a third party, but not by the one who actually took the neder, prohibiting him to get any hanah from it. Okay, continues the Gemara now. Boy mini rav mirav nachman, yesh me'il bekonos olo. Is there a din of me'ila, which we learned about yesterday again? Me'ila is when you misuse, or you use property that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, or you take it out of the reshus of the Beis HaMikdash, you move it Dalad Amos, I think that's based upon the Gemara and Bava Kama. So does that apply to Konos or not? Meaning, does the status of an item that is declared to be a Konam, is that like Hektish? Meaning that it's also to the one who took the Neder? Right? Is that really, you know, in everything? Is it across the board that you'd be violating Me'ila for it? So Amalei, Reb Nachman says to him, Tenesua, you learn this halacha from the Mishnah. Mok, Mishnot, Lin, Ales, Char, we saw some Lamed Gimel in a place where you get payment for returning the Hashavas Aveda. Tipul Hano Lehektish. So in that case, any benefit or schad that he would have gotten for returning the object, that has to go into Hektish, belongs to the base of Migdish. So Lamemrus, that means to say, Ki hektish, it's like hektish, and my hektish yesh lo meila afkonamos yesh behen meila. So it's like a ma'af, a comparison. Just like by the hektish, you find there is a concept of meila if you would use it for your own personal thing, something like that. So too by konamos, it would be the same thing. So kitanai, this question's asked is really a machlokis amongst the tanoim. Konam kikarze hektish. Guy says, this loaf of bread is like hektish. Va'ochla. And then he ate it. Bein shehu, bein hu, o bein chavero, ma'ol. So whether he eats it or somebody else eats from it, They're over the Me'ila. Lefikach, so comes out, Yish lo pidyon. Because, and we saw the Rambam was talking about this previous year, since it's an Isser that applies to everybody, so it's like that, you could be poda it. You could redeem its value. Kikar zu alai lehekdish, but he says, just for me, it's considered to be hekdish, and then va'achli eats it, humo'o. Because it was limited to him, meaning it's not hekdesh to everybody. It's only a personal prohibition on him. Lefikach ein lepinyan. Therefore, that's why you can't redeem it, because it doesn't really have a status of, like, you know, it's not full fledged hekdesh. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. The chachamim omrim. The chachamim argue on him, and they say no. Beinkach ubeinkach lo maal. In both situations, where he took it, where he says that it's this kikerzu a lie, right? Or he says konum kikerzu el hekdesh. Either one, it's going to be both cases. Beinkach beinkach lo maal. V'ish ein me'ila bekonamos. So they argue and say, no, there's no me'ila over here, because there's no concept by the konamos, right? So the mayor holds no, that you are, there is me'ila for konamos. So that's the machlokus amongst the Tanoim. Amale Rav Acha braid Rav Avio Rav Ashi Kikari Alecha. If one says to another, my kikar, my loaf of bread is konam on you, v'nos nalo b'matan, and then he gives it to him as a gift. So mimal. So which one of them is over meila? So limol, no, he's saying, if you're going to say the one who gave it over, he's the one who's over meila. Well, why would he be it, right? Hello, Asirulai. It's not also on him. So if you say limo mekabel, it's the one who was mekabel the kicker. He's the one who violated meila. So yochad the omer, he could say back hetera ba'ase. I only wanted to get something that's mutter, something that's allowed to have isura lo ba'isi. I didn't ask for something that's going to be osir. And since this kicker is osir, right? And if I accepted it from you, that wasn't my intention. So Vashi says omer le mekabel. Mal kishiyotzi. No, the mekabel, the one who received the kicker, is chayav when he takes it out. Right? Shekol hamoitzi mos hekdesh lechulin. Because anybody who takes out hekdesh money and uses it for chulin, for non consecrated purchases, stuff like that, kisaver shechulin. And he thought it was chulin. Meaning someone sends him to buy like two piles of money. He took the wrong pile by accident. He thought he was spending the chulin money. He was really spending the hekdesh money. So the Gemara says moel. He's all of that. So avze moel. So in this case, when the guy who was Mekabel, the kicker loaf, didn't know it was really Osir, and he used it, he would be over the Me'ila. The Rambam brings this down in Perek Vav, Hilchos Me'ila Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes, Hamoitzi mos hekdesh b'tzrochav al da shehein chulin, afapi shlohotzian b'divrei chomal. Right, so a person uses this hektish money for his own needs, so he thinks it's regular money, so he's over me'ila even though he didn't use on it. Ketzad, how does this work out? Maybe chatosu v'ashamo upischo min ha'hektish v'chein mechusur kiparo shehevi kiparosu min ha'hektish mal. Person brings his korbanos, his chatos, his oshem pesach from the money that's hektish, right? So then he's over the me'ila for this. The chulan ein molin ad she zorik hadam. The me'ila kicks in once they do the zrika. Lefika hamevi menachos unasochim velechem toda min a hekdesh afapi she avra veira lomal she ein kan zrikas dam lechaper alav. Since there's no zrika done by these types of korbanos, then he's not going to be over me'ila.